My blank hates my blank. Now, before we even gave the setup, I'm enjoying some of them, people sending in just the blanks. This one, my fiance hates my everything. Okay.
Well, oh, wow.
That's going to work out good.
Keep going.
Going to work out good.
Stick together.
My wife hates my guts.
Okay. Wow, this is really much broader than I thought it would be.
But then they added,
and yet more
right now this morning, because I didn't kiss her goodbye when I left for work, and she's 8 months pregnant, sleeping, and it's because I locked myself out on my way out the door. So, yeah, you broke tradition.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
But the reason this topic comes up in its broad form that it is a story about Mark Zuckerberg that was in some of the stuff this morning. Mark Zuckerberg, of course, started Facebook, and he's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. I don't know how many, but lots of billions.
Many of the billions belong to him.
By the way, side note, forgive me on this, but in Canada, I guess because of new rulings or because it's becoming untenable or whatever, Facebook and all of the Meta programs, Facebook, Instagram, they're completely eliminating anything that falls under the category of news from social media starting like the end of this week or middle of this month or something like that, because they can't deal with, like, the government won't allow them to just throw it up there without some sort of verification of its accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if a news organization has a Facebook account and they want to post,
they won't be able to do
it. Can't.
And people won't be able to post links and say, look at this.
Wow.
Wow. That seems like really difficult to monitor.
It does.
Yeah.
They got lots of people.
Yeah. They can they can do that.
But it kind of sounds great.
It'll probably be better.
It does.
It sounds great. I was like, do it here.
It'll probably
anyway,
be better.
Anyway, so he's worth billions. And we know recently he's gotten into conflict sports, fighting sports, like MMA.
Yeah, he's been training and stuff. Yeah, he's pretty ripped.
I think he's big into jiu-jitsu, right?
Jiu-jitsu, I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And he's pretty, I mean, he's... I don't know if he's not going to fight in the UFC, but he's pretty good as far as like 40-year-olds go.
He's training with UFC fighters.
Yeah.
So he's probably, you know, pretty good.
$114 billion currently.
And with $114 billion, you can afford to build your own octagon in your own backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what he has done.
Right. Of course.
And he did not tell his wife about it. So just like other couples.
Yeah.
Didn't he also buy his neighbors' houses on either side of them and then just bulldoze them?
He might
so have a bigger
but that
property or something.
Could be almost any of the billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah. He shared a
billion dollars.
I would too.
He shared a text message he had with his wife where he apparently said, "Did you see my new octagon?" And her reply was, "Yes, I saw it." His text back said, "It looks awesome." And her reply was simply, "Mark." Like, didn't even have the ellipsis.
Didn't even bother to write the word please at the end of it.
Then she added, after like an hour or whatever, "I had been working on that grass for 2 years." So now he's polling his followers, asking if he should keep the octagon or save the grass. Apparently he's scarfing down 4,000 calories a day to stay in order to stay swole. But people have noted that a lot of the calories are coming from McDonald's and other fast food.
Well, I mean, however you're getting the calories, as long as you're spending them.
Yeah, right.
But still, I would think that they would have enough room for both an octagon and grass. An octagon doesn't take up that much room.
I'm surprised for a billionaire or a $114 billionaire.
There's enough space.
I'm surprised he doesn't have in his home a gymnasium with an octagon in it.
You'd think.
Maybe he has both.
And
I mean, what are the
take her 2 years to get nice grass? Again, they're billionaires.
Right.
You could call up the sod company and they'll come out and redo your entire yard in a day.
They could buy
and
the
it'll
grass.
Look perfect.
Yeah. You could buy the grass from any football stadium in America and say, "Well, sorry, I have enough money. It's mine."
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe like that's what gives her life. It's what fuels her is tending to grass. I don't know. Billionaires are different.
Canada wants the social media apps to pay the news outlets for sharing the news stories. Social media argues exposure of the post is reward enough.
Oh, I see.
So that's what it
so
is.
So they're like, all right, well, we're not paying for it, so too bad.
All right, so what? Finish this sentence. My blank hates my blank. 1-800-947-3979.
My brother hates my ability to kill plants so easily.
Oh, because he's a...
he's a horticulturist, and he is a genius when it comes to plants. And he will give me plants, and I'm like, wow, this is so beautiful. And then I'll text him, and I'll be like, is this dead? And he's like, how much did you water that dang thing? I'm like, I'm a overlover of plants. I love them too much. And he's like, put it out in the sun. And then I leave it out in the sun, and then it, like, super dies.
Oh, even it's worse.
Super unalives.
Yeah, or, like, he gave me the one tree that I got, a tea olive tree. They smell amazing. Had a thing for, like, 7 years. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I got my cat Shadow many, many moons ago, and she killed that tree. So he stopped buying me plants.
I bet.
Yeah.
He gives me bulbs now, actually. And he's like, you plant this.
My wife is very much a plant lover, and it doesn't always go great. And she is lamenting the fact that a plant that she bought and was excited about, that we bought and she was very excited about, was dying. And then we went on vacation, and she couldn't offer it the tender love and care that it needed. And when we got back, it was thriving.
Oh, so she loves too much to get.
Yeah. Loves too much.
Too hard.
When you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Makes
right?
that plant too wet.
Yeah, my plants are so wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out that plant needs to be dry like I'm managing it.
Yeah, your plant hates your wife.
I just go out. Need to go out and sexy talk that plant. It'll be there like a cactus
that's
in no time.
All you got to do, yeah.
Plants like this house is so wet everywhere.
So moist.
Damn house.
This text, my butthole currently hates my stomach. I bet there's a number of people who are having a...
Or maybe your stomach hates your butthole.
Yeah, that could go either way. Yeah.
I'll show you.
I like this one on social media. I posted this at FBHW show. He says, Dustin says, my wife hates my mustache. I've had it for 4 years and going.
Wow. Really committed to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like if the wife or, you know, this that kind of is, that's like extra weighted. Like if you do something that you can fix clothing wise or appearance wise, and whether it's a wife or a husband on the other side, if they're like expressly saying, I hate it. That to me carries enough weight that I would change it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much of me that I really care that much about if it bothers somebody else. It's kind of even like a cologne or something. If like if I was with somebody and they're like, "Hey, I really like this scent." I go, "All right." Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Or I don't like that. Okay, that's fine. I like you with a 5 o'clock shadow. Okay, sounds good.
My wife hates my face. Like when it's shaved clean.
Yeah. I understand that one.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She does not like me clean shaven.
My whole, when I shaved whatever this beard is off a while ago, my whole family, like literally my wife and all 6 kids, the nicest expression of discontent was this. Oh.
Yeah. Women like the stubble, you know?
Doesn't make me
but
feel very
good. But
just
a plain mustache, yeah. It looks a little bit weird. You gotta have the right style and face to pull off. Mustache, though. Otherwise, you just look like an 80s porn wannabe.
That's cool, though.
Well,
I had a cool mustache once.
Yeah, me too.
Orf. Just the mustache? Like, just.
I did. Yeah.
No beard
it
or
was
anything?
A show bet. I forget. I think it was. I don't even remember what it was, but it was probably 10, 12 years ago. And I had a big, long, bushy beard. And yeah. Whatever the bet was. Was like the loser had to have a mustache for a month.
I think we did a reverse Super Bowl bet. And so everybody got a team. And if your team won the Super Bowl, you could shave your face or whatever. And if your team didn't win the Super Bowl, you had to let it grow for a month. But only since, the mustache.
Okay. Yeah, but since I already had it, I had to shave mine. I had to shave my beard into a mustache. So I did a Hulk Hogan Fu Manchu.
It was pretty sweet.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And then Aaron Rodgers did the same.
I know.
Thing.
It was.
We did go through that phase, me and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Where we looked really, really alike.
You were really
for a long time.
Gangering each other.
Find that picture now.
Doppelgang banging each other.
Yeah.
This text, my wife hates my drag race car. It costs more than the house we live in. I'll bet a lot of people hate their significant other's hobby.
If it's an expensive hobby, yeah. If it costs money. Or messes up the house, or brings stink with it. Yeah.
Yeah, this one from John on social media. My wife hates my truck. It's my worthless truck, as she says.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, my dog hates my obsession with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. My cat hates that I listen to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show every morning.
Really?
My husband hates my obsession with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. My wife hates my obsession with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
This one, my wife hates my daily references to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. She loves you guys. She just doesn't want to hear me talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm flattered that we make it that far into your life.
Men are real regurgitators. We really like to repeat things.
This one may hit close to home, Steve. I don't know if it does. My wife hates my Jeep. It hasn't left the garage in 2 years.
I don't think my wife does.
You don't think she hates the Jeep?
No. She's all right with it.
She's seeing progress, though, too. Slow.
Yeah.
But progress. You make progress on that thing, though. You know?
There's,
I mean, when it's just taking up room. Like, I could, like, I don't have
a mustache, by the way.
That's the one you said was cool.
Yeah.
That was when we were at the Daytona 500.
Yeah, that was it. Man, paired with that
hat.
That really nice suede cowboy hat.
I had that
synthetic
hat.
Synthetic suede.
I had that hat until about 6 months ago, and then I left it out in the rain, and it got really sad.
Oh, no.
Steve, you look like 20 and 70 all at the same
time. It is a weird,
like,
yeah.
The lack of bags under your eyes suggests young, but
yeah,
everything else suggests old.
I feel like it's one of those pictures that you flip it upside down and then you look like a beauty queen. You know those ones?
Now, Kelly, it was that exact Fu Manchu mustache that Steve was stroking behind Dick Berggren in pit row,
yes,
when he was about to interview the Richard Petty after his driver, Trevor Bayne, had just won the Daytona 500, and we had snuck onto pit road, and Steve was standing behind them over their shoulder in a camera shot, stroking that Fu Manchu, when the cameraman gave Steve a look and a stern, slow shake of the head from side to side, as in,
get
no
out,
way, man.
Get out.
You're not going to ruin this shot. I would have gone viral.
Definitely.
You probably would have.
Yeah.
You'd be one of those, where is this meme now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1-800-947-3979. My blank hates my blank. You can fill it in next.